Now, this weekend is, of course, the long weekend, and double demerits are in force till midnight on Monday for the Easter long weekend. To have a bit of a chat in the studio, I'm joined by Chief Inspector Guy Guiana from the Hunter Valley Police District, the officer in charge at Muswellbrook, and the Upper Hunter. Guy, how are you doing this morning?
Very well, thank you.
Very good. Now, double demerits are in force now, so police will certainly be out in force this weekend.
That's right. As with all holiday periods, there'll be a heightened presence of Highway Patrol and General Duties Police out on the roads doing RBT and random drug testing, etc.
Yeah, and not only on the main highway but on the back roads as well?
Yes, especially the back roads, because we know that a lot of people travel on those back roads, and we take a careful look at them as well.
Yeah, exactly. Now, there are, of course, a few things that police are going to be looking out for. Drink driving is one of those. Distractions are another. Using your phone behind the wheel is a big no-no.
It is. So, yes, that's correct. Drink and drug driving, fatigue and speeding, and also restraint offences, so seatbelts. And mobile phones are always, unfortunately, a problem.
Yeah. We've certainly had a tragic last month, 6 weeks, on the Upper Hunter's roads. We've had a string of motorcycle accidents, in particular from the Lower Hunter all the way up to the Upper Hunter, and also car fatalities as well.
We have had a bad run again this early in the year, and it's very frustrating for us to see so many people getting hurt and killed.
Exactly. I mean, what is the answer, I guess, at the end of the day? You know, everyone's responsible for their own behaviour behind the wheel.
They are, and really the only answer is slowing down and driving to the conditions and making sure you're paying attention to what you're doing.
That's exactly right. Well, double demerits, they are in force from midnight Wednesday until midnight on Monday, so make sure you take it easy on the roads. Also, before we let you go, Guy, the roads aren't in the best condition in some areas after all that rainfall last week.
No, we've seen some very bad conditions on the roads all around the district, in the Upper Hunter all the way down through Cessnock and everywhere else. So the rain has really torn up the roads and put some bad potholes around the place, so people really need to pay attention.
Yeah, and with floodwater as well, we know there are some roads still affected in the Singleton area and down the Lower Hunter side of things. Just don't even go near it if it's flooded.
No, and the funny thing is, after the floods have gone and the water's receded a little bit, people start getting complacent. But as we've seen with the roads that you can actually see when you're driving on them, the floodwater can cause a lot of damage, and if you're driving into floodwater on a damaged road and you can't see what's there, you can be in for a nasty surprise and end up getting into a lot of trouble.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, Guy, thank you so much for coming in this morning, and have a great weekend.
No worries. Thank you.